California's Department of Cannabis Control is soliciting applicants during an open recruitment period for their Cannabis Advisory Committee, CAC.
The Cannabis Advisory Committee, or the CAC, is an advisory body. It's established in statute in the Business and Professions Code. And the CAC fosters robust public discussion to help inform policy updates that advance a safer, sustainable, equitable cannabis market. The CAC also provides the public with opportunities to play an active role in the conversation about state cannabis standards and regulations. CAC meetings are intended to be accessible by all, and so we hold them virtually over WebEx. Anyone can watch these meetings live, and anyone can offer input during our public comment periods. You can also send in written public comment prior to the meeting, and all of that information is contained in our meeting announcements, which can be found on our DCC website.
That was Jacqueline Campion, Deputy Director of the Policy and Research Division at the DCC. Currently, there are around 18 members of the CAC. However, most of those members will be completing their tenure on the CAC next month, prompting the open recruitment. CAC members come from all aspects of the cannabis community.
We have on our current membership licensees who run different types of cannabis businesses and help us understand how regulations are operationalized. We have academic researchers and scientific experts, representatives from public safety and local government organizations, as well as membership representing labor communities.
Campion stated that the DCC is seeking diverse candidates to fill the committee seats.
We are looking for Cannabis Advisory Committee membership that reflects the diversity of California, as well as the diversity of the cannabis market and the communities that are impacted by cannabis activities. Some of the things that we're looking at include representatives from the cannabis industry, including medicinal cannabis, representation from labor organizations, state and local regulatory agencies, individuals who work directly with racially, ethnically, and economically diverse populations, public health experts, researchers, and other subject matter experts, including representatives from the Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control, with expertise in regulating commercial activity for adult use intoxicating substances.
The CAC advises the DCC on implementing regulations, including the recent implementation of Senator McGuire's SB 833 that allows for canopy and renewal date changes, as well as Assembly Bill 1885 that directs the DCC to create regulations for the medicinal use of cannabis products for pets. The CAC has a hand in the creation of Appalachian regulations also, a point of interest for many in the Emerald Triangle.
Another recent example, last summer, our Subcommittee on Cultivation met and discussed labeling requirements for the Cannabis Appalachians of Origin program. An Appalachian, it's essentially a legal claim of regional distinction. It's a standard that recognizes a specific geographic region and features of that region that influence the production standards and what makes the final product special. Appellations in other types of products, for example, are champagne, Bordeaux wine, Parmigiano-Reggiano cheese, coffee, and even tequila. So it's exciting to be setting that up for the cannabis industry as well. DCC shares responsibility for the Appalachians of Origin program with the California Department of Food and Agriculture, or CDFA. CDFA is currently in the process of developing regulations that describe how cannabis businesses can request that CDFA establish an Appalachian of Origin. DCC is the oversight authority for packaging and labeling of cannabis and cannabis products, and so DCC will be establishing regulations on how appellations can be used in the context of packaging and labeling. And so input that we receive from the Cannabis Advisory Committee is truly vital in ensuring that these dual regulatory roles capture everything appropriately.
Campion said the DCC values the input of cannabis industry insiders, including cultivators, who can speak to the real-world application of DCC regulations. As such, Campion said the DCC seeks cultivators of all canopy sizes, technique, and region.
So the more robust expertise we can get in that area, the better.
Though the application window is ending soon, interested individuals are encouraged to apply, even if they miss the application window.
So our current recruitment push is through the end of this month, so we have a few more days. However, we do accept applications on a rolling basis. DCC staff are going to be reviewing the applications, making sure we're maximizing the breadth of knowledge in this advisory body to ensure it reflects the diversity of California and the cannabis market. And any applications that we do receive after July 31st are going to be kept on file and considered for future openings, because life happens and sometimes we have members who need to bow out from the commitment. We're also going to be doing rolling membership, so rather than having all of the membership terms end at the same time, we will be rotating members in as needed. So there will be many opportunities in the future. We just happen to have a lot right now.
For more information or to apply, visit cannabis.ca.gov and search CAC. Reporting for KMUN News, I'm Lisa Music.